Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today our guests are Eden Barrington and Gary Forrester, who are playing in the Valley Performing Arts production of Carousel. And before we start, I want to warn you that I saw Carousel on Broadway in 1946. So, I love it. So, who are you playing, Eden?
I'm playing the lead of Julie Jordan.
Good. And you like this role?
Oh, I love it. It was actually the first musical movie that I ever saw. I think I was about 3 years old. And I didn't understand what was going on, of course, but I loved it. I love the music. It's a classic.
Is that the one with Gordon McRae?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too, when I was a kid. You know, gave me, and Rod Steiger?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the guy?
That's, you're thinking Oklahoma.
That's
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Okay, all right.
He was in that one as well.
But there was a carnival in that one, too.
Some kind of luncheon thing.
Okay, yeah. He was kind of like this creepy guy. Anyway, go ahead. So you play you're the lead in the show.
Yes, one of them.
One of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's many leads, and actually the supporting characters have just as much singing, if not more, than the leads. So it's a big cast of leads for mm-hmm. sure.
Yes, it's a four character play. Essentially, mm-hmm. with two strong romances going on at the same time, and it's really a very impressive play, as well as of course everybody knows, marvelous music, some of the best ever written for the stage. The monologue is so good that I consider that as a wonderful monologue. Quite aside from the music, it stands on its own. You could
what
say
what monologue
it.
Is this?
The soliloquy that Billy does.
Oh, my boy Bill.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, it's 7 minutes of just a parent thinking about their life, what's going on with the kid. It's.
Is it a soliloquy?
The name of the song is Soliloquy,
and
it's
right.
It's just a little bit over, or just right at 7 minutes.
Oh yeah, Frank Sinatra did that.
Yeah. Oh.
On an album, I have.
Yeah. Yes, he did. You're right. I've heard it by many people because it is so wonderful. It's a masterpiece.
It is, it is. And who do you play, Gary Forrester?
I play Enoch Snow. I'm the local sardine mogul. I am the fiancé and later husband.
Oh, that's right, because it's a seafaring town. It takes place
right,
in Maine.
Takes place in Maine.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So I'm the fiancé and later husband to Julie's best friend, Carrie Pippridge.
His name is Mr. Snow?
Mr. Snow.
And a right seafaring man he is?
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he.
Upstanding man is he, okay. He comes home every night
in his round-bottom boat.
With a boatload of fish.
We have fun pick up rehearsals.
From the sea.
Mine's such a downer. I'd like to switch.
I liked it so well that I bought the original cast recording and I played it to death.
Yeah, John Raitt was a fabulous vocalist.
Fabulous.
John, oh, yeah, Buddy Raitt's father.
I saw him in Pajama Game, too.
You saw that, too, on Broadway?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I saw him in the movie. So getting back to the play, now this is by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And it's a breakthrough musical, and it's, you know, historically, it has a lot of noteworthy elements to it. Could you tell us about them? This is such an important piece of work?
Well, this is probably one of the first major pieces that dealt with any type of domestic violence. There are a number of references throughout the play about Billy hitting his wife. Everybody keeps saying, "Oh, you beat your wife." He says, "No, I just hit her."
Oh.
So it's that dynamic as well. That also deals with death and things related to death and how people handle that without giving too much of the play away. I don't want to give one of the main focal plots, but it's a good play to be in. I mean, it's not. They wrote this just after they got done with Oklahoma, so this was right on the cusp of that. And but it's a good musical, and you know. Like Eden said, if you've seen the movie, you've only seen part of the play.
Exactly.
As you know, the Broadway version is much more detailed.
Oh, yes.
Than the movie
and
was.
And much more serious than the movie was. Yeah. And Easy was very light and fluffy.
I mean, there are two or three music pieces that are done in the stage version that were not included in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they had to cut it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the show came out in 45?
It premiered on Broadway in 1945.
And it was a big hit.
Did about 900 performances.
I must have seen it in 45, because I moved up here at the end of 45, so I saw it right. I know, because I saw it right off the bat.
Do you remember how much the tickets were?
Oh gosh, no.
Yeah,
they were a bargain even at today's price, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, like the 65-cent seat, you know. Yeah. So, Eden, you are. Have you graduated? You were a voice major at the university.
I am a voice major. I have not graduated yet. So probably in the next year or so, I'm planning on doing a student recital this spring. So I'm working on a lot of repertoire right now.
Are you going to be in Kismet?
I'm thinking about it. It just depends on how much memorizing of music I can do before then, because it's a lot going on at once. But I'm planning on it.
Well, you're very inherently musical. In addition to having such a beautiful voice, the first time I saw you was in You're in Town.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and you were terrific in that role there.
Thank you.
And then you've been in a lot of plays, and I saw a recital where you did the Lakme. The duet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was gorgeous. Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's a gorgeous piece. I mean, it would take a lot to make it not beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you got to sing it correctly. Like, if I sung it, it would be very unbeautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Shock here with our guests, Eden Barrington and Gary Forrester, who are playing in Carousel up in the Valley at Valley Performing Arts Theater.
A show like this is a pretty ambitious undertaking, especially to get it all right. Do you have as far as the music that's supplied, do you have a little pit band? Or
we've got a pianist and musical direction by Janet Stotz. She plays the keyboard, and then she's supported by four strings, a cello, violins and a couple other string pieces. So it's a small combo, but they put out a lot of sound.
Wow, it's beautiful.
It's real pretty.
That's great. And is like your rehearsals and everything. I mean, this is something that probably required a lot of preparation. When did you start? In the spring.
June
15th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. This is our summer. Vacation, I was on stage rehearsing at VPA.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gary, as I remember, Mr. Snow doesn't have any great... there's singing, of course, but not quite as demanding as
Billy Bigelow?
Oh, as far as line load? Oh, it's night and day. Blaine Lee, who's the wonderful lyric tenor that we have playing Billy... He's got if you look at his line load versus mine, you know, mine's maybe total of half a page, where his is a number of pages, so the line load is really lopsided. But we're blessed, you said, by a lot of work. We're blessed with having a really good cast. My beautiful and talented co-part, Tammy McCallion, plays Carrie Pipridge. You've met her before, Mark. She was
on the show with you.
She did Nonsense. She did Spitfire with me, and she was in Faith County.
It takes a really good comedian. Because it's not only funny, it's serious. Mm-hmm. At the same time.
Well, I guess my part as Enoch Snow is more the comic relief aspects of it to counter what goes on.
You're like the goofy plutocrat.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Rodgers and Hammerstein always seemed to have these types of characters, too. Oklahoma had it, the serious main girl, and then the comic relief friend seems to balance it out, because they're totally extreme, both sides. My character is, I think she's happy at the very beginning, but then I'm happy for about 5 seconds out of each scene, and then I end up being sad again. So it's great to have Carrie there, and of course, Mr. Snow, because they really counteract that. And so this production is, people go through a rainbow of emotion. They're crying, they're laughing, they're, it's a great show.
But Mr. Snow is is serious too. I mean, that's what I love about this show. It is truly theater, as well as
it runs
as a musical.
I mean, there are points in this that you could cry, that you can laugh, that you can sing along, that you tap your toe. One of the things that's amazed me about this show, if you compare this to Oklahoma, there's a lot of similarities, especially in the Cousin Nettie character. Mm-hmm. She's so much like Ann Eller in Oklahoma, and Mary Olson does such a wonderful job portraying Cousin Nettie. You know, the Jigger figure, played by Jason Marvel, who plays the bad guy. You know,
That's why I get it mixed up. I know they revived this on Broadway maybe within the last decade. And it got grave reviews, and I'm not really all familiar with it at all, but remember reading a lot about it when the revival was here, that they said it's like night and day between Oklahoma. Like, this is the first grown-up, mature, more operatic musical for the American stage. Mm-hmm. You know, especially it's like a masterpiece.
Especially with the content of the show and what it deals with.
Well, what other songs, might we recognize from the show?
If I Loved You is probably the second most recognizable song. It's a duet, but really it's two people singing the exact same song with a little bridge in between, mostly sung by Billy, but it's the very first song that's actually sung. It's very beautiful. It's my favorite, for sure.
Well, and it has this wonderful quality, Rodgers and Hammerstein quality, especially Hammerstein quality of having simple lyrics that explain, that say something that everybody, an emotion that everybody's experienced at some time.
The other song is When You Walk Through the Storm. You'll never walk
you'll
alone.
You'll never walk alone, like what Jerry Lewis sings at the Telethon. Now, Jerry, does the guy sing it for you as good as Jerry sings it?
Mary Olson does a much better job than Jerry Lewis ever thought about doing.
So I got to ask you, this the show is called Carousel. Now, you must have a merry-go-round on the stage or something. What is that about? Is it painted, or does it happen?
No, now, Mark, if I give you all the things away, people won't come to show the show. But
oh, it's a psychic.
it's very creative.
Yeah. No, I don't think we'll give anything away. Say that the character of the lover is—he's a carousel
barker. Yeah, he's a barker.
He's a carousel barker.
But how we portray the carousel? It's very artistic. Andrea Lang, who was the choreographer, and Grant Olson, the way they've designed it. Who's Grant Olson, our director? It's wonderful. It's different.
It's a piece of stagecraft. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm.
Because
I think of that, when I think of the valley, I think of the fair. When I think of the fair, I think of the rides. So I think, Carousel is like such an appropriate musical to be doing up there, especially at the time. Were you running at the time of the State Fair? It just opened. I think
we opened September
right
11th.
Right,
so we opened right after the fair.
Right. I was thinking you go to Golden Wheel and rent the merry-go-round or something.
Actually, the State Fair doesn't have a carousel that I've ever seen, does it? I never pay much attention to the rides. I'm too old for it.
They do, except I think there's a weight limit. I think it's for little children. I think a couple of the girls in the cast wanted to ride it, and they wouldn't let them. So they were a little downhearted about that.
Yeah. So, this is so interesting. Thanks so much for coming down here and telling us about the show. We're talking about Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, which has two more weekends. At Valley Performing Arts up in Wasilla. We were talking to Gary Forrester and Eden Barrington, who are in the show. And thank you again for coming and telling us about it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, Dick Reichman's The Big One, the chronicle of the Exxon Valdez oil spill, continues its run. This is a world premiere, and it closes this weekend. This show runs 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and at 3 p.m. Sunday matinee through September the 27th at Cyrano's Playhouse Theater. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. And after the show on Saturday at 10 p.m., the Black Feather Poets will present a reading.
And Valley Performing Arts continues its run of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel. This is held at the Mackintosh Theater in Wasilla. Showtimes are Friday to Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. through October 4th. For tickets, call 373 0195 or go to info@valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.